From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Russia says it will temporarily cease military operations in the Syrian city of Aleppo for 3 hours starting Thursday to allow humanitarian aid to get in. But media reports say fighting continues. The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Jan Egeland, says they are waiting for the all clear to deliver the badly needed supplies.
There are enormous resources ready and humanitarian workers willing to take the risk to go into these zones if they get the permission. And they are not at the moment.
Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure, while the main supply routes to both the eastern and western parts of the city have been cut in recent weeks, making an already severe humanitarian situation much worse. Pakistani officials say Afghan security forces are making efforts to secure the safe release of the crew of a Pakistani helicopter that crashed inside Afghanistan last week while flying to Russia. Residents and officials said all the men on board survived but were taken hostage by the Taliban insurgents because of a lack of government authority in the area. Members of the anti-state Pakistani Taliban, who are believed to be hiding in border areas of Afghanistan, have also denied involvement. And Turkey carried out deadly airstrikes against Kurdish rebels, targets in northern Iraq, and raided pro-Kurdish political offices in Istanbul after deadly bombings blamed on the rebels hit southeastern Turkey. Turkey often conducts similar airstrikes as part of its campaign against members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK, which has waged a decades-long insurgency. This is VOA News. Voters in Zambia are choosing a new president and lawmakers on Thursday. The frontrunners are incumbent Edgar Lungwa of the ruling Patriotic Front and his main rival Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. Political analyst Lee Habasanda of the Zambia University explains what are the key issues.
So the issues are around the economy, the question of the economic turndown, the depreciation of the local currency, the kwacha, the job losses on the mines, as well, I think, as issues of the energy crisis in this country.
If neither candidate wins a simple majority, there will be a second round of voting. At least three people have been killed in pre-election violence in Zambia. The rising tension between Russia and Ukraine over Crimea is on the United Nations Security Council's agenda Thursday. Russia has accused Kiev of plotting to wage attacks in the disputed peninsula. Ukraine, a non-permanent council member, requested an urgent closed-door meeting to address tensions between the two countries, particularly after Ukraine put its military on alert Thursday, and Russia also planned to step up security in Crimea. Moscow annexed the Crimean Peninsula in 2014, a military move that has continued to be condemned by world leaders and fuel conflict between the two countries. The top U.S. commander of the coalition fighting the Islamic State said Wednesday the jihadist insurgency has suffered severe losses in the past year in Iraq and Syria. Lieutenant General Sean McFarland said tens of thousands of enemy fighters have been removed from the battlefield. McFarland also said both the quality and number of fighters has dwindled, with recent recruits often unwilling to fight and poorly trained. But he also added, they remain a threat, especially as they resort to suicide attacks. Australia has blocked the potential multi-billion-dollar sale of the country's biggest electric network to two Chinese companies, citing national security reasons. The sale would have earned the New South Wales government at least $7.6 billion. Australia's treasurer says the two companies have until next Thursday to appeal his decision. Australia's recent decision to sell the port of Darwin to a Chinese company sparked a strong backlash over the sale of vital infrastructure projects to foreign countries. And American gymnast Simone Biles is widely seen as a favorite to win the women's individual all-around contest at the Rio Games. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. For more news, join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.